Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.2, Creating Dynamic Content with JavaScript. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills, Building Functional Applications in the Frontend. Development for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore three key topics: DOM manipulation, event handling in JavaScript, and creating interactive elements. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to implement dynamic behavior on web pages, enhancing user experience and interaction. Main content: DOM manipulation. The document object model, DOM, is a programming interface that browsers provide to represent web pages. Understanding DOM manipulation is crucial for creating dynamic content. This allows developers to change the document structure, style, and content on the fly. Imagine you are working for a test company, a finance-focused business, and you wish to update a user's account balance displayed on a web page without needing to reload the entire page. You would use JavaScript to select the relevant element and update its content. Here's a simple example. In this snippet, retrieves the HTML element with the ID and updates the displayed text. This allows for a seamless user experience, which is essential in the finance industry where real-time data updates are critical. To further enhance your understanding of DOM manipulation, consider how you could dynamically change multiple elements on a page. For instance, if you wanted to update both the balance and the last transaction date, you could do so by selecting and updating multiple elements in a similar manner. Event handling in JavaScript. Next, we move to event handling, which is how JavaScript captures user interactions. Events can include actions like clicks, key presses, or mouse movements. For a finance application, responding to user events is vital for creating a responsive interface. Let's say you want to create a button that, when clicked, shows the user's transaction history. Here's how you might implement this. In this example, is used to listen for a click event on the button. When the button is clicked, a message appears indicating that the transaction history will be shown. This interaction is crucial for user engagement, especially in the finance sector, where timely information is key. Moreover, you can enhance user experience by providing feedback for different events. For instance, you can change the button's color when a user hovers over it. These small interactions can greatly improve the user experience by making the interface feel more responsive and interactive. Creating interactive elements. Finally, we will discuss how to create interactive elements that enhance user engagement. Interactive elements can include forms, buttons, and sliders that allow users to input data or make selections. Consider creating a form for users to input their investment amounts. The following code snippet demonstrates how to create a simple form and validate the input. In this example, when the form is submitted, the default behavior is prevented, and an alert displays the entered investment amount. This type of interaction not only improves user experience but also provides immediate feedback, which is essential in a finance platform where users expect clarity and responsiveness. To further improve the interactivity of your form, consider adding validation feedback directly within the form itself. For example, you can display a message if the user tries to submit an empty input. This feedback mechanism not only guides users in providing the necessary input but also enhances their overall experience on the platform. Conclusion. In this lesson, we covered the essential concepts of creating dynamic content with JavaScript, including DOM manipulation, event handling, and creating interactive elements. You learned how to implement dynamic behavior on web pages, enhancing the user experience. These skills are crucial for developing functional applications in the finance industry, where timely and interactive content is key to customer satisfaction. Reflection questions: how would you use DOM manipulation to update user information on a finance Application? What type of events do you think would be most important to handle in a financial application? And why? Reflect on an interactive feature you could add to improve user engagement on a finance platform. How would you implement it?